Okay, let's. So, hi, Michael. If I believe the newspapers, you've been all over the mirror, back and forth, inside, outside. That's if I believe the written word.
So you got the elements, and what's your excuse this week?
For not being there?
No. Not being there. I don't have an excuse for not being there.
Okay, so I wanted to do a piece in Netzach. The Netzach is the Maral Sefer on the Churban, and I guess it certainly ties in with Emunah, if we need to tie it in. But he goes through the Gemara here. This is Perek Hay. Like all his farm, he goes Kesidron of Chazal. Over here in Perek Hay, he goes through the Agadot in Gittin, Kamtzah by Kamtzah, and so on. One of the problems of Agadot is, like in Gittin, is we heard it from the time of 3-4 years old, and we always keep seeing it with the same eyes of a 3-year-old, same mice, same story, and so on. And it's important to get a sense, like saying, I mean, Chazal gave us a handful of maisim about the Churban, so these stories obviously encapsulate the essence of it. So I took out a piece. He's going to address 2 or 3 nekudas on that. So on the left-hand column, the bottom side, Ozel shadet titzos Rasha. It's in the middle of that again. Vespasianus sent titzos Rasha. Va'amei said Eile heimatzur chasayaboy ze titzos Rasha shechirev v'gidev klape malo. Titzos Rasha was mecharev and megadev. So the one thing that's very important to understand is, and he's going to make that point later, is that the only one of the Dalad Malchis, the one that directly was Mechayev Megadev Klapei Mala, was Titus. Ma'os HaRasha, what did he do? Tofa Zoyna B'yodev Nechaz Beis Kotche Kadoshim Hitziah Sefer Torah Vavala Avera. So one thing is, he lived with a Zoyna. 2, V'notal Sayav V'godas HaPareiches. He took a sword and cut the Pareiches. And there was blood that came out of the cut. He thought, Titus thought that he succeeded in destroying the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenema shana tzarecho beker madecho, some may say some oasis. Then, so we have 2 inyanim. Titus HaRasha took a zayna into his kachak adashim, and secondly, he took a cherev and it bled. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees himself being insulted, humiliated, and doesn't reply. That's the piece that we're going to deal with. So let's take a look at, let's go to the next page, because he just brings the whole Agadah to here. Alamed Beis on the right hand column on the bottom. So the first thing the Maral is medayik is Titus has a suffix. Titus has an appendage to his name. He's called Titus HaRasha. There were other people that were Shoyim, but Titus is always called Titus HaRasha. He always gets that as appended to his name. So he says da ki Titus HaRasha. Now, this is a klal that the Maral says in many places, that the Chazal deal with essential characteristics, not things that are incidental characteristics. So, Lamashal, there's a place in Gemara that the Rebbe Akiva is called Kireach, a bald person. It's not because he happened to be bald, but there's going to be something there that Chazal picked a quality that sort of defines him. If Titus is called a Rasha, it's not because Titus happened to be a Rasha. There were very few tzaddikim that fought with Klai Yisrael. Most of them were pretty bad people. But Titus a Rasha means there's something essentially Rasha about him. So he says, "Efshar Rasha, why? V'areal yodoy chorav beis habayis hakodesh ubeis alekeinu ulefikach Rasha gomahu." So he says like this. It was a point of debate. The only real full account or a lengthy account of what went on, we have Josephus. Josephus portrays Titus in a positive light. So he says it's
He's paying him.
Yeah, but sometimes you pay a worker and they don't portray you in a positive light either. It's not, it's the Shtana Deris.
If you want
to live. Live, yeah. So he says, so, but listen, we don't have anything else. So he says, first he says it's impossible. Why? A real Ra can't come from somebody's toe. This is also, by the way, people who claim about Yeshu that he meant well, but people afterwards corrupted it or whatever it is. Whatever it is, from somebody who's good, such rishus cannot come out. In other words, he's putting down as an axiom that it's something which is, to do this ra is something that had to come from somebody who's ra. So now he poses the question, so he says, Chazal explain how it is that he was punished so terribly, and all the whole story in the Gemara Gittin. What about Nebuchadnezzar? He destroyed the first bias. And Adarabba, by Yisrael was more Biktusha. So he says like this.
What's the kasha? He turned into an animal for 12 years. What do you mean?
But that was punished. That was punished for other things. That wasn't punished for the story of Mikdash. That was the for being haughty, for so on, and then he came back again. Titus died a wretched death. And we don't know how Nebuchadnezzar died, but it's not given to us as a mysterious of significance.
Right.
Correct. But he says about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yesh chadas ki Nebuchadnezzar she osa bayis lo osa ze rak b'shvil she roitzim les kfufim tachto. The essential difference is Nebuchadnezzar was somebody who was he wanted to subjugate Klal Yisrael. He recognized at some point that as long as they have a central command of sorts, a malchus, a Beis HaMikdash, he's not going to succeed. They rebelled against him. The important thing is he wasn't a misnagid to the Kedushas Beis HaLekeinu. It wasn't something that he was. The Beis HaMikdash to him was a means to subject Klal Yisrael. Sharei says, "Bebayi shenai roitzin eskufum tachta uboilei mordu ma'olam." So he says they didn't really rebel. Ki akeisa shemordu v'dvar karbim av shenai kolkach merida kvar meis. First of all, the merida with the karbim was really trivial, and secondly, that king died already. Raki kol kavanasei rak la hashchis ol lekalko v'loy tam klal. He wanted to destroy. I want to add a certain nekuda that he's meramez on over here, and he speaks more about Richus in a few other places. In the tzura of the different malchias that we have in Daniel, Rome is described as having claws of steel, barzel, steel, iron. The metal that is connected him is steel, iron. All the other metals are constructive metals. Whether it's copper, whether it's silver, whether it's gold, it's used to make things. The primary, what iron has in it, its primary purpose is to cut, to chop, to break. Its strength was used for destroying. So, if we think about it a little bit more deeply, Akadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yudke Vavke, which means existence, being, something which is, so anything that exists, that thrives, that's living, that blossoms, is yonik from the Shem of Havai. In other words, mitzad the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad his existence, being, and everything that goes along with that is neveya from that. The koyach in the Bria that is a koyach that's misnagged to that, the anti-koyach of that is Ashchasa. And Ashchasa for the sake of Ashchasa. You know, you sometimes you find a kid does something bad. So a kid steals something because he wants a pair of sneakers that he liked or whatever it is that he stole. So we have a certain attitude about that. But then you have a kid who's bedafka, it's a lahachis, like he vandalizes, and we have a very hard time coping with that. And it bothers us tremendously, and rightfully so. The kochas ha-nefesh that it's coming from is a sort of tumas nafshi and plishtim. If I'm suffering, everybody's going to suffer with me. If I don't have it good, if I get F's on my grades, then nobody's going to get a report card in the school because I'm going to burn it, I'm going to destroy it, I'm going to whatever, hack it. But it's tapping into a koyach of Ashchas and the Bria. So just like there's a chelik that relishes good and beauty and life and things that are positive in the full sense of the word, there's a nekud in the Bria that's anti. We know that everything in the Bria is balanced physically, and the Ruchni is anti-something. So if we ask ourselves, what is the koyach that's anti, it's that. If you take a look at Esav, who is the father of Reim, you know, he said, "Hina neich halach lomus of lomli abchayra," and we told him al chav chatichya. In other words, Esav is somebody who doesn't see that there's any tachlis in the Bria. The Bria is going to Misa, and there's no tachlis in it. Al chav chatichya, it's almost an oxymoron. He lives by his sword. Sword is not life giving. And the answer is because his metzias, his chios, is yoinik from churban, from heres. And b'meila, it's very interesting. If we take a look in our times, the if you put Nazi Germany vis-a-vis communist Russia, so. The statistics, I believe, are that Stalin killed more people than Hitler did. Nobody normal has any positive feelings towards communists or Stalin. But there's a big difference. Communism had, in other words, they had a picture of something that they wanted to build. Their shita, so to speak, was that you can pay any price to accomplish what we want to accomplish. But at least there was a sense somewhere along the line, the first dream was a utopia, and a utopia you can build at the price of whatever it is. Nazism never had a utopia. Their utopia was al charb chotichya. The one who crushes his enemies, the enemies didn't need to be crushed so that we could build the state we want to build. It was Ashchas Hashem Ashchas. It's remarkable. Russia would never, communist Russia would never kill somebody as long as they could squeeze some work out of him. It makes sense. It's not good, but it makes sense. Germany was 50-50. It wasn't, they could have squeezed a lot more work out, but Hashchasa, the same Hashchasa, is the oimik of Raya and the Bria. It's when bad has the same lishma to it as Toiv has. You know, there is physical desires and pleasures, which is sort of the midpoint. And then we have a high point of ideals l'shma l'shem toiv, which means I don't have any physical pleasure, I don't have anything that satisfies me physically, but it's ruchnistik toiv, and that becomes something I live for. And the zelum of that is when I live for ra, And that's my mahus, even at the expense of physical toiv. So Titus was want to be machab the bias because the fact that there's a bias standing bothered him. Nevuchadnezzar didn't care for that. Then he says, "Vafilim noida lebal Yosef and Shadiba toich is a base amidish. Even if we'll take Yosef as a story that he told him not to destroy it, zemiderech harishoyim ledabe befiyam velibam einitam. It's the derech harishoyim to speak and not and you know to sort of PR. This is like the first example of a politician, I guess, where he spoke nicely and he did differently. Oy, she also calls like the last is a migdash ketzayin es taber spayba she bayisag ol kosh tachs yodoy. Or he wanted what he wanted to do was to take over and make it his base amigdash. V'hu yisbar gorm shle yeh beis katshenu v'tifatem yad rasha tamazel kach nisaf and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused it. Let's skip two or three lines. Avol, Bivadai hu haye roish hamashchisim shehishul pesel kenu vechiyova dova kaze im loyde roish hamashchisim shemuchan hashchasa. So therefore, the nekuda of Titus was mashchis, and if hashchasa, if pure hashchasa can come out, hashchasa l'shem hashchasa can come out of him, then he's a mushchas, and therefore it can't be that he's good. And he said, how will explain his actions if it did happen, didn't happen, but none of it's like it.
Is he saying that that's his essence? In other words,
yes.
He was born that way. He was born a Russia.
Esav was born.
Or was he chose to do it?
Let's put it this way. Let's go back to Esav. Esav is seen as Ra, but he obviously had Bechira, which means that he could have chosen to subjugate his kohos of Ra to Yaakov, and then he would be Tov. It's something where they had the Bechira to do something in a way that would not bring out the Ra. That would be mechavin the Ra to good. That Bechira. But the koyach that's mizgala, the koyach of Ra, in other people, the koyach of Ra that's mizgala is a taiva, an unbridled taiva. Kavod or whatever it was. Here you have, this is more than power, this is more than kavod, this is more than taiva. This is simply a Ra without a rhyme or reason.
And it was created that way. That was...
That Nekuda certainly is there. It exists in the Bria. You have to understand something. Everything in the Bria, A, needs to be balanced. If there could be a koyach that a person could do something lishma, and which means for no reason but that I'm Dovak and Toiv, there has to be koyach in the Bria where I do it for no reason but it's Ra. And I also, those two kohos exist, they become personified in different umos, people, and so on. So we speak about Esav and Yaakov, we speak about Rome, and Israel. If we're talking about it, let's mention some other things. The characteristic, there's another characteristic shared by Rome and Yisrael, an extraordinary characteristic. Klal Yisrael is nitzchias, it's forever. Klal Yisrael is never going to be destroyed. It's endless, it's boundless. In that sense, it shares the Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the Dalet Malchias, there's Choshech, that's Yovan, everybody knows. The Malchus, there's Toyu, there's Voyu, there's Choshech. Malchus Rome is called Tehom. And the reason why it's a Tehom is because a Tehom, it says, has no kitzvah, has no seif. It's bottomless. It doesn't have... So what do you want with it? I don't want anything. This is it. In other words, the Zelum HaSeh, of the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael is that to home, and that's why the Golus is endless. We don't have any sense of it ever ending. The hardest part about this Golus is that, as far as we're concerned, it's forever. It's nothing comes even close to it between the Vuchad Netzach and Paras and Yavan. They were tkufis, short tkufis, relatively short tkufis. This is endless. And it's because if something is not lishma, so if I'm breaking this table because I want something out of it, so when I get what I want, I will stop. But if I'm breaking it because I like to destroy things, then what am I going to get? It's like a group of people who are like freedom fighters. So when they get freedom, they start fighting. There's some people that are fighters, I'm a little embarrassed to say this myself, but when I was in Arzeh Abira, when we first moved in, Arzeh Abira was, before they built Arzeh Abira, it was the slum of Yerushalayim. It was a street that faced the Jordanian snipers, and the only people that would want to live there are the people that the government sent from Morocco straight there to live. That was it. So Shikune Shmuel HaNavi was the slum of Yerushalayim. Came Six-Day War, and Americans brought up that shetach and built what was at that time called luxury apartments, and it was a super fancy neighborhood. So it created, the kids and some of the kids of the old houses started coming, bothering, stuff like that. So there was a Chassidish guy, and I don't know if he hired for money or the Shei Mitzvah, a group of Chassidim that would come and give them an education. And so
the Americans?
What?
The Americans?
No, the kids, the Sephardi kids running around. The Chassidish guys would yeah, they would have it out with them. And so Chacham Hillel was one of his neighbors. He had a long shmooze with the guys, with the kids, and they made a peace treaty without recourse then. So we told him, you can call them off because, it's okay. He said, they don't like that. Once they're taken for a job, they don't like to be it's funny, but there's a very sad truth to it. The famous word with Reuven Gazovsky and the Kanoim Mishlaim, he said, we're both against Tzionim, but it says the difference is, he said, two entities run after rats, the Balabais and the cat. The Balabais wishes there were no rats and he wouldn't have to trouble himself to rid himself. The cat needs rats to run after. He said, you need something to keep you occupied, and so you're busy with the canal. So the famous quote from Reuven about the... I actually once saw that story. That's a famous story of Reuven. I saw that somebody slice out a quote from that story. Amazing how you can describe... Reuven Gazovsky said, "You should hate Tzionim like rats." I'm serious. I saw it quoted. I saw it written, and I said, I've never seen such a hashchasa of somebody's words. Where half a quote. What?
You don't read the newspapers every day.
No, but I know what the original is. Here, I know what the original is, and I know what the algapanim. The anything that has no tachlis, anything that has no tachlis has no end to it. What's going to stop it? Masha'in Kain, so the tahoim that Rome has created has no tachlis to it, and b'meil it doesn't end. That's the tahoim shabai. The other kings wanted something. The other malchis had agendas. So when they realized the agenda, it was over. Or when they were destroyed, everyone was toppled in its turn. But that's a very important element of this Golus, is that we're up against the Zelum Hazeh. I mean, Esav and Yaakov are twins. It's the closest match between between a split in two things that share a common characteristic. When you want to say two things are equal but opposite, like right and left, they need to be exactly equal, but the direction they're going to is opposite. They have to be, in Kochos HaNefesh, Esav and Yaakov's Kochos are equivalent. the thing that distinguishes direction. So both of them are capable of being Mosa Nefesh. Loma Shakel Shnechem B'Yom Echad. Both of them went till the end on the same day. But the difference was in the direction, obviously. So this is the Malchus Horsha. Let's skip So point one is he's explaining to us what the Malchus Horsha is.
Is there anything in the Dvarim that maybe the Geula that fix this midah of the Hashkosel? In other words, if the Golus comes about,
right,
because of these midas,
right.
So, is there anything that says that? Is there any indicator in the maybe geula and whatever Chazal tell us that the geula?
Right.
I'm trying to run through it quickly.
Is sin in the hashchos on the
but something more specific in this sense of being without gvul of something which is. Interesting. I don't know. It's food for thought.
In the lishma shabbat,
right?
Something lishma will undo this lishma shabbat. You know, that would be
right. I don't know. That's a good question. It's food for thought. Okay. Umashama shetafa zayna. So that was the first point, is to be magged the rishis of Titus. What about the tafa zayna? Umashama shetafa zayna biyorin space called mikdash pirish. Now. I understand from the Maral here that he's not learning it kipshuto. He doesn't mean that he actually took a zone and went in. I think he mentioned somewhere he doesn't think that makes sense. But so he says like this: Umashamash of zone biyod v'nosbeis hamikdash pirush sharosh azek shenichnas lemokem akodesh lechabel oisoi ein sofik shayitzem shus hakadosh baruch hu v'dovak belahei neichar. So he says, you find in Chazal, you find in Pasuk, that going after Avodah Zorah is called Znus. In other words, to have the inner core of the Bria, something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Znus. His going in to toss HaKadosh Baruch Hu out is a, like a Maizah Znus.
Is that a Chiddush?
What?
Was that a Chiddush that he...
But because if he would have gone in, if a person is going in just to for his own purpose, that's not called, he's not there to destroy the bond. Here he's there to destroy the bond with Klal Yisrael. If a person... went into Beis HaMikdash to take out the gold or the silver, he's going to take out the gold or the silver. He's going in to break that bond. Yeah. Sorry. And he brings all the psukim, lezvachoy zivchem, the seirim, Hashem zoynim achreim, v'chrateis as kol hazoynim achreihem, v'chein los asurach elavachum v'cheneichem, Hashem zoynim achreihem. I want to add a nekuda a little bit about this, just flesh out a little bit. If you abstract it a little bit, the shayrish of a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chibur and the dibuk in that which be'etzem should be mechubah to, as opposed to the things that seem to attract him on the surface. Just like a person who's married, it means he's forged a bond that is the most essential bonds, and what he's doing is going after a superficial appearance to break that bond. When a person goes after Avodah Zarah, in other words, breaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is breaking the innermost bond the person has, and he goes off to a side. In other words, the makom of chibur of Klai, so it's called as a pasuk in Tanakh, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is called the Cheder HaMitos, the bedroom, so to speak. In other words, the Mokom of Chibur of Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, V'chein Sham Sefer Torah Shem Kasef HaBris, and there was the Kruvim, Pneim Ishal Ochiv, the I'm skimming through, Shlom HaMalach says, V'fidose Zohar Merkava Govan Tochu Rotzev Av, and so on. V'kashe Bo Arosha, L'Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lemokim ha'arin asher shama terva luchois v'amokim shu mesugel achibah loikim. So what he was doing was he came to break apart the chibah of Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'amokim shu mesugel achibah loikim kashechus arasha azeh shu baal avodazor lemokim shei sham chibah v'dibak loikus nechshav dov azeh shnichas im azoyna v'koach avodazor shaloi v'zeh shom razal sheitzio sefer Torah vav la'aveira. In other words, he broke that chiba of Akash Bram Kaiso. I want to add another, something parallel to this. It says in Chazal that the Nochash was Nisavet Chava when he saw Chava and Adam being Misdavik, and that's why he pushed them to eat from the tree that he would die, and so on and so forth. If you think about it, in other words, The makom that was me'orer kina from the outside was the dibuk and the chibur of the two together. It's just like if you ever see kids, when if you have three kids and two of them are very very close friends and the third one is like, you know, the fifth wheel on the wagon, it creates tremendous stresses and strains. And you'll find like the third one will tell the second one Lashahar about the first one and this and that. You see that the politics of you know, when adults are just better at hiding it, but kids is, I didn't mean to say that adults don't have it. Just as kids, it's more you see it. It's more transparent. But Adam and Chava was the zivug in the bria, and the Nochash was that koyach of ra that we're talking about. The Nochash was the koyach of ra. It says in Chazal that the Nochash it has no hano from it. In other words, klum hano yeshvacha, his hano is the jealousy. It's just like Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. It doesn't have a concrete benefit for you, but I can't stand to see them so happy, and b'meila, I'll destroy it. It sounds like Aram Chaver, you see it. I have a chav of mine who lives in Eretz Yisrael in a nice neighborhood. That's not from, basically. I mean, a little bit from people, but he has a nicer place, and it's in a. So he owns two apartments on the top floor, and nobody else is there. And he wanted to join them together, make one big apartment. It would not in any way disturb anybody whatsoever. So he would say to get the permit. You need the neighbor's agreement. So he went around, and one neighbor disagreed, said, I don't agree. So he said, in what way is it disturbing? You know, what way? Does it make it dark? Whatever. He says, no way. I just don't want. He said, would you like some money? I'll offer you. So he said, you know, I don't know, for those of you who know Yishlaim, where Ben Yehuda Mizrachov Yafo, there's a big building where Bank Pagi probably is there, Tzvon America, it's right across where the Numash Beer is. I own that building. You're not going to give me enough money to. It is not. So he says, I don't like when other people are mavir for nothing. It bothers me. And that's why I will fight it till the court. I'm serious. It's a gilui of horrendous kochos hanefesh. Yeah. What? Yes, but this is exactly what when you. You know, it's kina at its kina. Taiva and kovet are things that I want. Somebody's mekana, it's just as good for me if you don't have as if I have. I don't care to have as long as you don't have. At least we're equal. The meter of the hashchasa was the ultimate nekuda in the bria. Was the chibur of Yisrael the teichen of the Beis Hamikdash is it's the mokum chibur of Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu, and because he's the outsider, he wants to destroy that. That's what he wants to do. It's extraordinary. That's the
It still is.
What?
It still is.
Yeah. It's well, it's very interesting, but it's an interesting difference. The Christians say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tossed us away. The Arabs say is the Yisrael. The Arabs meet as Sheker or Dimyon, and they say, well, I'm you know, what are you doing here? It's my place. There's no Yerushalayim. They picked up just as their place for no reason. Rome rejected it. Rome said, "Well, you had a fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you divorced Rabbi Yisai. You're not together anymore. We're Yisrael. That's we became Yisrael because your bond was destroyed." It's very interesting in the difference between the two types of Ra that existed. The Arabs take shine for themselves. Romans, in recent years, the church needed Yerushalayim. But if you read old accounts of, the New Jerusalem is wherever it is. It was in Rome, it was Avignon, it was different places. It's both of them are still, but this is the original Malchus Rome. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to do this not for Saif also. He speaks about the blood coming out. It's worth if you're able to go through it. The Nathal Saif and the blood that came out. In other words, the Chibur. I'll say it a bit kitzer. When we look at the tzura of a person, he's an Hashem and a Guf together. And how that Chibur works, we don't know. But when the blood, Shfichas Domim, is menatik that Chibur. That's sort of Ki'ilu. The physical body is a solid matter. The neshama is vaporous, but it's kind of ethereal. The blood is something of both. It's fluid. It moves. It's the moving part, and it signals the shfichas dam signals the period of the chibur. The shfichas dam kaviyachol the dam going out signifies the pulling apart of Ashros Hashchina and Beis Hamikdash. That's the point that makes it speaks about it. But al kapon the midah of titas the shfichas damim and so on. The question he asked then to think of what it is that is that's toiv to be attacking it. I would guess that in the midah of second bias was Nechav and Sinas Chinam, Tikkunim lay in the world Bava, but there's a shorish to it. The shorish is a person needs to be pleased when he sees something that's good, that's nice. In other words, whether it's mine or his, but there's toiv, there's chiyus nebriya, there's yoif nebriya. And having that type of attitude, where a person wants to see good, a person rejoices with things that are thriving. The Alter Slavotka once said, "There's so much simcha in the bria. Why are people depressed?" It says because the simcha is used by somebody else, not by me. But if I could latch onto somebody else's simcha, if I could feel the happiness of the other person, then I would be moli simcha. So I would, as a start, maybe that's something that we could think about. Okay, we should be zeichus be nefach l'sasim l'simcha.
How did Yishmol get the ace of Zashasa? Terrorist is mamish this meal. All they want to do is destroy.
Right. It's interesting, but they seem to destroy in the name of something. I don't think. If we were not living in the Middle East, they would run after us the way Hitler ran after Jews in Albania and in Greece and every place.
Those are dangerous words.
What?
Those are dangerous.
Why?
Words. The sin that they have. They killed before those Medina also.
I don't know.
They feel the shame is something.
Yeah, but
you know, I don't know. It's It's hard to get. I don't know. You know, it's hard to get a handle on, a feel for it. But I mean, what strikes you about Germany was, even when it was disadvantageous for them, they in every way possible, they did it in a way that's just stunning. You know, it's
that was the primary war.
Yeah, and it's just not. It's like it's one. It's pogroms are quote unquote natural. You know, so the crazy, but this type of planning and going to the ends of the world and to worry, does we're never leaving over Jews in America, what's going to be, and this, I mean, it's something which is just nothing within nature. I always say Palestinians and Jews killing each other with a piece of land, it's natural. In other words, they want it. It's theirs, not theirs, but they want it. So. But what did Germany want from a Yidden Galicia? What did they want from a Jew in Salonika? From who knows where? Wherever they could get their hands on. Bulgaria. What did it bother them? There was something about it that just doesn't fit anything that makes sense.
Halacha Yisrael Tzemes Yaakov.
Yeah. But when you see it and you can divorce it from anything pragmatic, you know, the Crusaders, there was a religious incitement and they were on the way there, they were frustrated, so they killed. You know, no, but there's something about it that you can still get, but this is just not.
So Titus, really, Titus's whole thing, if you have Yishe HaBalevacha, the Jews are operating in the proper mode.
Right.
Then we see the balance. We don't do it, then Esav is miscovered, but it's impossible for them to touch us. If we're doing we're on the right kivun, then hashchasa can't be tofus. There's nothing that it can grab hold of. We create the hashchasa in that sense.
Well, we create at least the crack. The crack.
Right, and then he gets in.
It's also interesting.
Everything else?
Just read that.
Yeah.
We're good? Yeah.